A women's conference and the Friday Cafe. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today show. Well, you can't keep a good conference down. Despite the restrictions of COVID-19, the College of Business's Women's Leadership Conference will be held this year, virtually. The conference, which begins on Thursday, has an incredible lineup of speakers. Here to tell us more about the College of Business's Women's Conference is Cheryl Montgomery, the Director of Program Development and Engagement in the College of Business. So tell us a little bit about the Women's Conference. How did it come about? Is this something that y'all have done before, or is this something that's totally new?
Well, actually, this is our third year.
Okay.
Dean Tom Payne had an inspiration to do a women's conference 3 years ago, and we've been delighted that we're able to do it this year, given the situation that we all find ourselves in. It will be virtual. In the past, we started out our first year, we had about 60 people. Last year, there was well over 100, close to about 170.
Wow.
And now we are hoping to have that many people virtually.
Obviously, you've got to get the word out. You've got to let people know about it. What's some of the ways that you've been able to tell people about that?
Sure. So we have a wonderful speaker lineup. And our event, we are doing six events, six virtual events spread out over September, October, and November. And we've been marketing on social media, lots of email blasts to our alumni from Tennessee Tech. If you're an alum of Tennessee Tech, we offer a discount. So you can use the discount code alumni2020 to register for the conference. We're very excited about this year's event. And our speaker lineup, Buddy, it's a very, very interesting speaker lineup. Can I talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Sure. So our speaker lineup, we kick off the conference on September the 10th with Jean Chatsky. And if anybody has ever watched the Today Show, they will, they'll recognize Jean. She is the financial contributor. She also is an AARP ambassador. She has her own podcast called Her Money, and she has written, I think about a dozen books. She's going to be talking about her latest book, which is entitled, appropriately, Women with Money. So she'll be talking with us about her book, and she'll be talking to us about how women can manage their money to help secure their financial future, regardless of the stage of their life. So the theme of our conference is resilience and investment. So we're delighted that we're kicking off that first conference speaker talking about investing in yourself and your financial future.
Great. Now, who are some of the other speakers that you have lined up for the rest of the conference?
Sure. So our speaker following Jean, the conference will be every Thursday at 11.
Okay.
I shouldn't say every Thursday. Let me back up there for a second. Six Thursdays.
Okay.
So it's about every other Thursday.
Gotcha.
They can find the complete lineup at tntech.edu/womensconference. They can also visit the College of Business homepage to find out information about the Women's Conference. But our speaker after Jean, she comes from Memphis. We have the very first woman Chief Justice of the Tennessee Supreme Court. Janice Holder is her name.
Okay.
And she's a fun person. She's going to talk with us about being a woman during a time in the legal profession when there were very few women.
Right.
And the resilience that it took to ultimately become the first woman Chief Justice of the Tennessee Supreme Court.
Wow, that's great. What about some others?
So people will be very excited from the Upper Cumberland to know that we are going to have Caitlin Steakley, who created Cookeville Strong.
Right.
She'll be talking with us about what led her to create that Facebook page that was such a resource for all of the individuals seeking to recover from the aftermath of the spring tornado.
Yeah.
So, you know, Caitlin is a philanthropist, and she was such an inspiration for us all. And she's going to talk to us about what led her to create that Facebook page and ultimately keep that Facebook page going to continue as a resource for the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so she's one of our speakers. We have two alumni from Tennessee Tech who will be featured at the conference. We have the very first woman, Chief Information Officer for the state of Tennessee.
Right.
You know her as well, buddy.
Yes,
yes. Yes, Stephanie Dedman will be coming to us to talk with us.
Very impressive. Oh, yes. Extremely, yes.
Right? You know, she's got 2 degrees from Tech. She has a marketing degree and an MBA.
Right.
And she's going to talk with us about women in the IT world, mm-hmm. and also about working for the state and what they have going on from an IT perspective. So anyone interested in the field of data analytics, information technology, they're going to want to hear Stephanie.
Yeah, she certainly knows her stuff. We had her on back a couple of months ago, and wow, just a tremendous interview. Yeah, great, great. And then you said there was another
Yes, Leah Denley.
Okay.
So if anybody can remember back when the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles went onto the second round of the NCAA tournament, ultimately to face the Tennessee Volunteers when they won the national championship that year, they're going to want to hear Leah. Leah was on that team.
Oh, wow.
She was one of Mary Nell Metter's players.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so after she graduated from Tennessee Tech, she went on to create, she has a consulting business, she was a teacher, she's a coach still, and she's created a foundation. She's going to talk with us about what led her to create that foundation. It's an extremely successful organization. She's going to talk with us about what it does, which, buddy, it's just right up her alley.
Yeah.
She has created a niche for herself in Texas. She helps athletes who have been extremely successful on the court or on the field. She helps them become more academically successful so that they can earn a college scholarship and ultimately achieve their dream of playing a sport in college while also pursuing a college degree.
Now, if Mary Nell or if Bill Worrell is listening, she played for the Golden Eaglets.
Sorry. Oh, I apologize.
Yes,
you are correct. The Golden Eaglets.
The Golden Eaglets. Let's make sure that everybody knows it was the Eaglets back then they became Golden Eagles.
I know. You're right. Thank you for that reminder.
Now, during the conference, can people ask them questions, or is it just going to be pretty much them having a presentation for everybody to be able to watch and listen to?
No, we're excited about the fact that, yes, they will be talking with us, mm-hmm. but then we're going to have a Q&A session.
Great.
So once someone registers for the conference, 48 hours before the event, we're going to send out a reminder email, and we'll also have a link in that reminder email that will allow them to submit questions in advance.
Oh, super.
Yes, or that day of the conference, at the end of the speaker's comments, mm-hmm. there will be an opportunity for people to ask questions. So there's two ways to participate, even though it's virtual.
Yeah, and how important was it to continue this conference? I mean, you've had it for 2 years prior, but now to have it this year in the middle of COVID-19, and just to keep some normalcy about, you know, with the College of Business and having the conference that people have, you know, obviously are tuning into, because, you know, your numbers have grown the last 2 years.
They have. It's been really important to us in the College of Business to keep some sort of normalcy for our students and to continue to offer unique programming that allows our students the opportunity to meet business professionals and business leaders and community and nonprofit leaders so that they can begin to build their network. Mm-hmm. So when they do leave Tennessee Tech, they have a great opportunity to ultimately find a job. And so it's always been extremely important to us. We started planning this conference at the end of last year's conference.
Yeah.
It's interesting to know that we chose the theme resilience and investment before COVID.
Yeah.
But we couldn't have picked a better theme, obviously. So yes, we're very excited about this opportunity because we also allow students to participate in the conference. And this year, because of COVID, we are allowing students to participate for free. So that's a real important, that's an important piece for us.
Sure.
And the The conference fee, it's $100 to attend. But like I said earlier, as a tech alum, you do get a $15 discount with that conference code alumni2020. But students are allowed to attend for free. Mm-hmm. And we are also offering everybody that registers for the conference two complimentary books.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so the book, Gene Chatsky's book, which I mentioned earlier, Women with Money, mm-hmm. is one of the books. And then the other book is our final conference speaker, Gay Gaddis. She has a book called Cowgirl Power, How to Kick Ass in Business and in Life. My mother's not going to like that I said that on the radio. But Gay is an entrepreneur and an author, and she created one of the largest women-owned advertising agencies in the South called T3.
Okay.
And she's an inspirational speaker, and her book's a lot of fun. So everybody that participates in our conference will receive a copy of both of those books.
Wow, incredible lineup, and for $100 and two books, you really can't beat the price. Anything else you want to add about the conference? We're talking with Cheryl Montgomery, and the women's conference kicks off this week. It'll actually kick off this Thursday, so I'm sure that a lot of people will want to know that that they need to go ahead and get registered. And even if they don't for this first one, they can still get registered, I'm sure, after the fact.
Yes. In fact, if there's one particular speaker that they really want to hear, mm-hmm. we're also offering an individual opportunity. You can pay $55 and tune in to just one speaker if there's only one that you're interested in hearing. But we will be accepting registrations up until September 9th, the evening of September 9th. Again, visit our website, tntech.edu/womensconference, or visit our College of Business homepage, and you should be able to find it from there. Or they're welcome to call me. Can I give them my phone number, buddy? Is that all right?
If you want to.
Sure. No. Listen, we're just so excited about this conference that we welcome anybody who wants to participate. You don't have to be a tech alum. So if they have any questions, they're welcome to call me, 931-267-1099, and we'll get them registered.
Great. Cheryl Montgomery, anything else you want to add?
Wings up and mask on.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, buddy.
When we come back, we'll get our taste buds ready for the Friday Cafe.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. The Friday Cafe is a student-led restaurant located in Oakley Hall and is a hands-on learning experience for foods and nutrition students in the College of Human Ecology. With us to whet our appetite for the Friday Cafe is Melinda Anderson, the Director of Human Ecology. So Friday Cafe is going to be cranking back up in a couple of weeks. Very exciting, some very good food. How did this originally get started?
So Friday Cafe was actually here when I came in 2001, so I didn't start the Friday Cafe, but I understand it got its name because we only serve a lunch meal on Fridays. Mm-hmm. So it was called Friday Cafe. But it's actually a student-led restaurant. It's a hands-on learning experience for students who are in our nutrition and dietetics concentration here in human ecology. So it's a real-life, hands-on commercial kitchen where they can prepare the food and serve the food to our guests who come in on Fridays. So that's a little bit about how it got started and the name, and we've been going since 2001.
So how important is it to have this hands-on, practical experience for the students?
It's very important that they have the opportunity to learn in a controlled environment. You know, when you're talking about preparing food and knowing about food safety and sanitation, it's hard to learn that the right way in a fast-paced restaurant environment, sure. But we can take it in the lab setting, control it a little bit easier, and so they can learn the correct way to prepare food safely and in high quality. So it's important that they have the opportunity to do that. The unique thing about Friday Cafe is each week they do something different.
Sure.
So one week they might be the manager. The next week they would be the cook.
Oh, great.
The next week they're the dishwasher.
So the roles change.
Yes. The roles change each week so that they really get to experience the full experiences of what it's like to work in a real restaurant.
So how has COVID-19 impacted Friday Cafe?
So we are going to be a little bit different this fall because of COVID-19. Our dining room is not quite large enough for us to serve, you know, very many people. So we're going to do takeout only.
Okay.
We're only going to do 4 meals, which is fewer than we normally do. But in light of everything, feel like 4 meals is going to be our best option. So takeout only, but we will have the reservations set up on the Tech website like we normally do. So our guests can go to the Tech website, put in their reservation, pay for their meal, which is only $8 for the full meal.
Quite a bargain.
They'll be able to come here to Oakley Hall and pick up their meal. So we're going to have it out here on the front porch of Oakley Hall, so our guests don't even have to come into the building.
Do we know what the menu is going to look like yet?
The menus are being planned by the students as we speak,
okay.
And they're actually turning those in to me tomorrow, and then I'll have them posted out about midweek next week.
Oh, great. Well, just talk a little bit about, you know, being back on campus as the Director of Human Ecology. How's the semester been going so far?
So far, it's been going really well for us. I think we spent, the faculty in our college spent quite a bit of time in July and early August planning. We did a lot of planning to be ready for the students to come back, a lot of planning of how our classes would be delivered, whether that's all online or using Zoom or a combination of that. And so I think that really paid off for us to be prepared and ready. So far, so good. We've had a good first few days, and we're really excited to be back. It was too lonely here over the summer with no students. And so to see them back on campus is really exciting.
We've seen so many things going online and being done virtually. It's so good to know that the Friday Cafe, there'll be actual food that you can eat.
Yes, we are excited to be in the lab and to provide the students with that hands-on experience. And, you know, preparing the food and giving them the opportunity to do that. I just don't know how you do that in a virtual environment.
Right.
So we're very hopeful that we stay, you know, on campus and stay in classes. But at just being able to give the students that hands-on, I think, is really adds to their learning.
Yeah. Talking with Melinda Anderson, the Director of Human Ecology, is there anything else that's coming up as far as human ecology goes for the rest of the semester?
Well, this semester we are trying to get through all of our classes, obviously, and in spite of everything. So I think all of the faculty are just working really hard to make sure our students are taken care of in terms of helping them navigate all of these new changes for the semester. And I would just encourage our guests and customers who've been at Friday Cafe before to come back. We're excited to serve you all again in this different environment, but still exciting for us to be back in the lab.
Right. Is there anything else you want to add?
Come see us at Friday Cafe.
All right. That sounds good. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melinda. We're going to talk to some of the students from Human Ecology right after this quick break. Stay with us.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. We talked with Melinda Anderson, the Director of Human Ecology, about the Friday Cafe, a student-led restaurant that cooks up some good food on Fridays. Well, with us now to talk about the Friday Cafe and life on campus are some human ecology students.
My name is Sydney, and I'm from Lafayette, and I'm a junior at Tech currently.
Okay. Sydney, so tell me about how you became part of the Friday Cafe.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of the nutrition program, in order to be a registered dietitian, you do have to complete the Friday Cafe. It's a Monday and Friday class. So on Monday, we prepare for Friday in order to prepare meals for our community and those that want to participate.
So what's your favorite part about it?
Oh, the people. Absolutely. The people. Dr. Anderson is preparing us for real life. It's a very hands-on experience. And just getting to work directly with others in the field that I'll probably enter in soon. Yeah, you just get to learn directly from the source of Dr. Anderson. So, yeah.
Has it been more challenging because of COVID-19?
So, because of COVID-19, I think we've all faced challenges. But we're trying to tackle it as smooth as possible. Of course, we're wearing our mask, and it's already mandated from the state of Tennessee that we wear gloves and everything.
Sure.
So it's really not that big of a change for us. We're just making sure that we take all the precautions possible. We're doing takeout meals this semester instead of the normal dining room setting, that kind of thing. But it's really not that big of a change. I think we're still getting the same experience.
Awesome. Sydney, what's your last name?
Woodard.
Woodard.
Sydney,
okay.
Woodard. Yep.
Great. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Wanisha Spears, and I'm from Clay County. So okay. Not here in Cookeville.
Yeah. So how did you become involved in Friday Cafe?
I'm a nutrition and dietetics major here at Tennessee Tech, and it's just part of our curriculum. Friday Cafe is actually going to utilize Shipley Farms this semester with some locally grown crops, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah. So what's some of the stuff that you guys will be cooking up this semester?
So we actually have prepared a Chinese menu for the semester.
Oh, really?
We have a really exciting Thanksgiving dinner planned for our very last Friday Cafe.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have some roasted turkey. We're going to utilize those vegetables out from the farm.
Uh-huh.
Some really nice desserts that we've came up with. Dr. Anderson is really excited for that.
So what's your favorite part about the Friday Cafe?
I think just being hands-on and learning new techniques and new recipes and being able to serve our local community, you know, with different meals on Friday.
Yeah, and I'm sure because of COVID-19, things have been a little weird, a little different. How are you adjusting to the semester and to the changes?
It's definitely different. We're actually not going to have any people that we get to meet and greet and say, this is our meal, we hope you like it. It'll all be to-go packaging, but we still encourage them all to still come, and we're taking precautions here in the cafe as well. So we're just excited. We're just utilizing it the best we can.
Right. Anything else you want to add?
No, we're just happy to still have Friday Cafe with COVID-19. We're happy to still be able to do this this semester because it's something Dr. Anderson takes really high pride in.
Yeah.
And the students as well. It's just a good thing for us to get that knowledge of preparing food.
Well, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
My name is Haley Angel, and I'm from Carthage, Tennessee.
Okay, Haley, just talk a little bit about being part of the Friday Cafe.
Being a part of the Friday Cafe is always something I've kind of looked forward to as a nutrition major. I did not start out in nutrition, but I found my way here, and I'm so glad to be here now.
What is your favorite part of the Friday Cafe?
Right now, we've just started by creating our menus, which we have a lot of exciting new things that we are bringing to the table. But I'm excited to prepare for our guests and to be able to present them the food.
Yeah. How important is it to be able to get this kind of experience?
I think it's a very valuable experience because it allows us to see what it is actually like to work in a kitchen setting.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do with this after you graduate?
I am aspiring to be a clinical dietitian working in a hospital. After I graduate, I will complete a dietetic internship and then take the registered dietitian's exam, and then hopefully continue to keep my job at Cookeville Regional.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No, that's all for today.
All right, thanks for being with us.
Uh-huh.
My name is Emily Averett, and I am from here, Cookeville, Tennessee.
Okay, Emily. We'll talk a little bit about being part of the Friday Cafe. How exciting is this?
It's actually really exciting. With everything going on with COVID, we have worked really hard to kind of work around it, and we've created some really exciting things for takeout and stuff.
Yeah. What's your favorite part?
I'm really excited about the menu process and deciding what we're going to serve.
Yeah. Dr. Anderson was telling me that everybody kind of changes jobs. So I guess everybody kind of gets a lot of hands-on experience.
Yeah, yeah. So all of us will kind of see each position, like manager, staff, and all that. So it kind of gives us hands-on experience on every front.
What do you want to do with this experience after you get out of school?
I have looked at several food charity programs. I really would like to help food security in Tennessee, especially in Memphis and surrounding areas, because I think it's a big problem throughout many of the areas around here. And to create nutritious meals to give to people and to create recipes to give them for them to cook, I think that's really important.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
All right. Thanks so much. And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.